Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get to this week's episode, I've got to tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor, Focusrite. Podcasting can be full of daunting concepts like gain staging and signal changes and waveform degrundulating. Did you even notice that I made that last one up? Skip the jargon and be your best creative self with an audio interface from Focusrite. Once you're ready to record, Focusrite has taken the guesswork out of setting your levels with their unique gain halos, which are blinking lights around each gain knob that let you know when you've reached the ideal level for your voice. We'll have more information about Focusrite and their audio interfaces in the show notes of this episode. You can also learn more at Focusrite.com. That's Focusrite.com. We are also proud to be supported this week by Cast Media. Cast Media is the leading independent podcast network, one of the first leaders in the simulcast strategy for show creation and distribution. Go to castmedia.com to check out all of the shows on their slate, including The Sarah Silverman Podcast, The Vile Files, The Opportunist, and Some More News. Their newest narrative, Vigilante, comes from the creative team who brought you The Opportunist and drops on May 23rd. Follow Cast Media shows now on all podcast apps or at the link in the show notes of this episode. Hey, welcome back to the show. This is my COVID voice. I hope you like it. I'm feeling okay and am listening somehow to more podcasts than I ever thought physically possible. So hit me up if you need more recommendations. Even after you listen to this show, listen to the five podcasts that we're going to tell you about. If you need more than that, I've got you because I think I've listened to 10 hours of podcasts just today. On to the show. Where in the world are you these days? Is it warm and summery yet where you are? Are your spring allergies absolutely crushing you? Lately, the weather in New York has been humid and sweaty and sticky, and it is making me very excited to find a pool or an ocean to hang out at sometime very soon. The warmer weather has got our earbuds curators this week thinking about bodies, and I get it because I am also thinking about my sweaty body. The way the sunlight feels on your skin, how the serotonin immediately starts perking up your mood, and all of this is just a reminder that we are living inside of these organisms that help us to exercise, to work, to eat, to sleep, to play, and of course to listen to podcasts. This week's theme is living in our bodies, and it's brought to us by Greta Cohn and Isabel Carter of Transmitter Media. Founded by Greta in 2017, Transmitter Media is a podcast company specializing in highly edited and beautifully sound designed work. Transmitter's goal is to make podcasts that are creative, intentional, and inclusive. Isabel Carter, this week's co-curator, is an associate producer for Transmitter. Their podcast picks for the week dive into the many aspects of our human bodies, from how they work technically to how they're managed socially and politically. With current political conversations surrounding so many aspects of human bodies, from trans rights to abortion rights, it's an especially important time to think about these machines that we live and grow in. How should we be treating them? In just a sec, we're going to hear from Greta Cohn and Isabel Carter. They'll tell us a bit about their podcast picks and their work at Transmitter Media. After that, we're going to tell you about this week's podcast spotlight pick, Seattle Now. And of course, I'll share some podcast community updates and opportunities that you won't want to miss. But first, I am wondering where you're listening to this podcast. Have you downloaded Good Pods yet? You all know that I'm a big Twitter gal, but Good Pods is becoming one of my new favorite places to socialize online about podcasts. Leave a comment on this episode to let me know that you're listening today. Shout out to the folks who listened to feedback on Good Pods last week, Dan, Tristan, Project Dave, and Claire. Now here's Greta and Isabel to tell us about this week's podcast recommendations.
I'm Greta Cohn. I'm the founder of Transmitter Media. We're a podcast production company based in New York. We make a whole lot of great podcasts that you've probably heard, like Work Life with Adam Grant, Am I Normal with Mona Chalabi, The Heist, Finding Fred, 30 for 30, and a whole lot of others. We often take ideas from a sort of one-sentence pitch into a fully fleshed-out project. Our shows have been nominated for Webby Awards and Peabody Awards and Gracies and all kinds of other awards. And we're a really collaborative team, and we like to tell a story that you can't forget.
And I'm Izzy Carter. I'm an associate producer at Transmitter. So my responsibilities vary a bit, but I'm generally plugging in on all things producing many of those shows, from research to recording, cutting tape, scripting, tracking, even some sound design.
Our theme that we chose for this playlist is living in our bodies. Izzy, why did we choose this theme?
We chose this theme because there's nothing better and there's really nothing else. I hope that people will listen to Rebel Leaders Club and the rest of the shows that we're recommending today and leave them feeling a little more excited about exploring your body and exploring the world in your body.
Yeah, and I think also top on our minds are some of the assaults on the freedoms of what we do and how we are in our bodies, including attacks on trans rights, as well as the recent draft leak from the Supreme Court around abortion rights. So that is also top of mind when we're putting together this playlist.
Yes. So should we get into some of our episodes?
Yeah, let's get into our episodes.
Okay.
So we are kicking off our playlist with an episode of Rebel Eaters Club. Rebel Eaters Club is a Transmitter original, which is now in its third season. It's a show that's all about breaking up with diet culture and really loving yourself. So every single episode, our host, the amazing Virgie Tovar, has a snack and talks to an incredible person about their experience with diet culture, about how they overcame diet culture, and also about ways and tools that we can just kind of incorporate into our lives to experience joy with our bodies. You want to talk a little bit about that one, Izzy?
Yeah, this first episode of the new season is a really exciting one. We had guest Lori Santos on. You may know her from her own podcast, The Happiness Lab, or from the most popular course ever taught at Yale, which The Happiness Lab is based on. She's a happiness researcher, and in this episode, she really breaks down how harmful happiness myths like the idea of the perfect body sort of contribute to diet culture and keep us from finding happiness right now in the bodies that we have. Our next episode is from The Best Advice Show, which is a bite-sized, immersive, sound-rich podcast where guests come on, and in each episode they share a hard-won life lesson in under 10 minutes, which is nice. One of my favorite episodes is about making pancakes instead of making cookies, and I think really they're all pretty good, but that's a nice one to start with, and they're all full of great advice for living well in your body and as yourself.
Our next episode on our playlist is Harsh Reality, the story of Miriam Rivera.
Harsh Reality is a season-long look back at an early reality dating show, which had a controversial premise. It starred a trans woman, but her transness was kept a secret from the contestants until the show's finale. The show, Harsh Reality, was made by a team that includes trans producers and hosted by the iconic Trace Lissette. And it's a kind of a fascinating exploration of what happens when you can't show up in your body as yourself and why it matters to be able to.
Our next pick goes out to our brains. It is The Well-Read Black Girl. This show is pretty much everything we want from a book club. Glory Edom's book choices are so great, and the conversations are awesome and gives us a glimpse inside of books that we've really loved, especially this one with Britt Bennett. I loved The Vanishing Half, and it was just fantastic to hear them get into some of the inspirations behind the stories and the craft itself. And I've picked this episode especially for our playlist because the book is in part about passing and the performance of identity. The last episode on our playlist is an episode from Ologies, which is an amazing show about non-human bodies and the non-humans who live in them, and also about things without bodies at all. The recent episode that we're spotlighting is about sea urchins and sand dollars and what it is like for your whole body to be an eye. And I just wanted to point out that host Allie Ward's writing is really, really beautiful. So, living in our bodies, from me, Greta Cohn, and you,
Izzy Carter,
from Transmitter Media, we hope that you'll all take a listen to Rebel Eaters Club Season 3. May is also Mental Health Awareness Month, and Rebel Eaters is all about freeing your mind from diet culture, embracing joy, and eating lots and lots of snacks. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts or follow us at Transmitter Pods on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what you think and send us a question, comment, thought, love notes, snacks, all of it.
Hooray!
Let's take a quick break. If you're listening to this show, which you are, that means that you love podcasts, which means that you have to subscribe to a show that I love called Feed the Cue, hosted by my partner in podcast crime, Lauren Pacell, and Adela Mizrachi of Podcast Brunch Club. Lauren and Adela are both podcast nuts, and they listen to so many indie and smaller shows that are not getting enough attention. Each episode of Feed the Cue is an episode of something that they've loved and you've probably never heard of before. Subscribe now and discover something new, and hear some of the best content out there. The podcast is Feed the Cue. That's Q-U-E-U-E. You can also recommend a show for them to cover by emailing feedthecue@gmail.com. The link to this show will be in the show notes of this episode. And we're back. Thank you to Greta Cohn and Isabel Carter for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. Greta and Isabel's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcast picks, and you can also record a voice clip just like Greta and Isabel did to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting Seattle Now. Here's what it's about. Seattle Now is a morning news show for Seattleites every weekday at 6 a.m. Although, of course, it's a podcast, so it's available whenever. In 10-minute episodes every Monday through Friday, host Patricia Murphy delivers the essential stories shaping the city and makes everyone feel like an old friend. Listen with your morning coffee to start your day off right in the Emerald City. You can learn more about Seattle Now at kuow.org/podcast/Seattle Now or in the show notes of this episode. And I learned something new right away just from that promo read that Seattle is called the Emerald City. Off to a good start already. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts, which you do because you're here. A new feature on Apple Podcasts is coming this fall. Apple Podcasts Delegated Delivery will allow creators to upload, manage, and distribute their audio through participating third-party hosting providers. It'll reduce operational tasks so that you, awesome podcasters, can focus on creating. More information soon. Next up, the International Women's Podcast Festival is coming to the internet near you. It's taking place on Saturday, June 18th, and is packed with amazing speakers and panels. I'm moderating two panels and would love for you to attend. It's taking place in partnership with Pinterest, which is a very smart move on Pinterest's part because I just learned through Lauren Pacell's newsletter that Pinterest is being slept on for podcast marketing for women-centered shows specifically. Anyway, I hope you can make it to the International Women's Podcast Festival. More at festival.contentisqueen.org, and of course, I will link it below. And next, the Kasama Collective is hosting the first self-paced narrative podcast course starting next month. Learn the creative and vocational skills for compelling audio storytelling. Learn more and sign up now at shelterinplacepodcast.org/labs. And we've got a lot going on the Earbuds blog lately that I think you'll enjoy. First up, I spoke with healthcare journalist Brenda Gazar about what it's like to make a podcast that exposes America's broken healthcare system. Then, we have a list of Serbian podcasts from Alexandra Buchko, a Serbian journalist, We actually have a clip from Alexandra at the end of this episode where she'll tell us about her podcast picks and about the Serbian podcast landscape. And also on the blog, I got to speak with Faith E. Briggs and Addie Thompson, hosts of the podcast The Trail Ahead, which is all about race, history, adventure, athleticism, activism, and more in the outdoors. That's all on the Earbuds blog, and it'll all be linked here in the show notes. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening through, even though this is the current state of my voice, thanks to COVID. And thank you again to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for co-writing this week's episode. Stick around for a voice clip from Alexandra Buchko about the Serbian podcast landscape after the credits. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening. Thanks for sticking around to learn about the Serbian podcast landscape. Here is Alexandra Buchko.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alexandra Buchko from Novi Sad, Serbia, and I am an audio journalist and podcast producer slash editor. From the start of my career, I have worked with audio. I started on the radio, so the transition to podcast came very naturally for me. I founded NGO and media called Factory of Creativity, or Fabrika Kreativnosti in Serbian. It's still really a small community, but our main goal is to promote podcasts, to educate people about the quality audio journalism and podcasting, and to produce new and creative podcasts. Podcast space in Serbia is really small in comparison to, for example, US. So in Serbia, we have approximately 300 podcasts. The podcasting space started to grow and gain its popularity in 2018-19 with the appearance of podcast platform called podcasts.rs. That's streaming podcast platform. And it's still growing. And the podcasting scene in Serbia is still growing rapidly, may I add. But we still don't have such a diversity in formats and approaches. The main style of podcasting is interview or two hosts talking about certain topics. That's why I want to bring different genres, approaches, and storytelling techniques to the table of podcasting in Serbia. First podcast that I listened was Radiolab, I think. After that, I listened NPR Invisibilia. But my favorites are a Bellingcat podcast and The Daily from the New York Times. My goals for the podcast space in Serbia is to welcome branded podcasts. There are only a couple of them. And more importantly, to build quality podcasts. And by quality, I mean good audio, good and diverse formats, and great audio storytelling. My Serbian podcast recommendation are Reaguj podcast or React, podcast based on explanations and solutions. This series deals with topics related to lives of ordinary citizens, as well as the problems they face every day, institutional, socio-political, but also social. A podcast that seeks solutions to problems or points to examples of good practice, both in Serbia and in the world. Then there is Agelas podcast, the most popular podcast in Serbia. Podcaster Galeb Nikacevic talks with different people, actors, directors, designers, paleoanthropologists, comedians, politicians, professors, etc. Newsnet podcast is produced by the group of satirical comedians. They talk about current events in the country and in the world and give a different point of view on them with their special insight. Then there is podcast about businesses and how to develop them called Pojačalo. And the last one, I would pick something from Fabrika Kreativnosti. We have produced different podcasts on topics about solidarity with women and women rights called Deep, mental health called Podsvest. First, and I think still the only one, agricultural podcast, AgroSmart. And the one that I want to introduce to you is podcast Na Zdravlje or Gesundheit and Bless You. It has both meanings, and that's podcast about health, mostly for students. The author, Nikolina Ilić, talks about prevention, causes, consequences, and solutions through conversations with students, experts, and doctors. And currently, we are working on docu-story podcasts about powerful women in the world who made a big difference with their work. The release date is in June, so we are really excited about that. So, that were my top 5 podcasts. I hope that you find them interesting. Bye!